Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection. It's great to speak to you again today. What I'm going to talk about today is my empowerment workbook. I've been a constellation facilitator for 13 years, and every Saturday night, in different locations over the past decade, I've had an opportunity to develop many other aspects of constellations. So traditional family constellations, we look into the family system in our ancestry to what may be plaguing us now with a current life problem, which is all well and good. So it's family systemic work, which is wonderful and very powerful. And I highly recommend it for anyone, for any issue, health issue, career issue, oh, you name it, dynamic issues, fighting with a sibling. I mean, you name it, we have an opportunity with the constellation work discovered by Bert Hellinger, who I've been trained and certified with, as well as another protege of Hellinger, Heinz Stark. So the work is fantastic, and I really love the work. And I've had the opportunity with a wonderful group of representatives who show up to my workshop almost every weekend for year after year to develop some innovative exercises. So they're non-systemic in nature. I mean, everything's part of a system, but we're talking about we're not focusing on family with this aspect of constellation work, and that's what I wanted to talk to you, our audience, about tonight, because I've developed a workbook for facilitators and mental health professionals to explore exercises to get you to think about the different realms that we carry as individual spirits having a human experience. So I've developed empowerment workshop workbook for constellation facilitators to expand their toolbox. And the new division of Constellation Healing Institute is Chief Field Consulting, where I can also help people discover any blocks that are stopping them from moving forward with a business project or career. And we can look at the systemic dynamics. There's generally an overlay when you do that of something systemic that's blocking you in business, success, or career. So we can use that aspect to refine and focus you. It's called organizational work when we do that. So that's also part of the workbook, how to set up organizational constellations that can help guide you to a new career or make the best possible choice for a new career. How often is it that we have a laboratory to experiment to see where the most success or the deepest progress will be made? So that's the great thing about doing constellations. I've helped countless people make business decisions affecting their companies and business, and it always turns out fantastic because, and sometimes unknown things happen, but they're generally on the positive side because we saw what's happening in the field, the conscious field of the client and all people concerned in a business quandary to have the best possible outcome. And when I tell clients who work with me on the organizational aspect, it's their love of having a positive outcome that actually creates the positive outcome reality that shows forth after doing organizational work through constellations. So it can be used for any part of our lives that we want to improve. So in all these years, I've had some innovative thoughts. A lot of people have past life issues, or there's certainly a curiosity about it in the constellation community, as well as the New Age community, or people who think, or at least are of that mindset to believe that this is not our only existence, that we have an eternal timeline as a spirit, having many human experiences throughout history. And I've developed past life reincarnational constellations where we let our own conscious field choose the past life that needs to be resolved that may be causing us problems in this life, in our present life. And it's a very simple exercise, but what comes through is equally profound. It may be perplexing why something like that came through, but I personally feel that our own conscious field or the conscious field opening constellations always leads to the path of least resistance. So it will show you what is needed. One great example is at our last conference, we have Constellation Conference in San Francisco in 2010, the years are flying by. 10 or 11. I know, it was 2 years ago, 2011. I led a group of 65 people who came to my workshop. It was the highest rated workshop and most dynamic were some of the reviews that I got, which I'll be repeating this October in Seattle. I've been picked again to present this work in some of my short exercises to the Seattle conference because people were so wild the first time. Well, to make a long story short, someone attended who was a constellation facilitator from Germany. For over a decade, she's been trying to work on self-esteem issues. To no avail, she couldn't get to the systemic cause in her family system or her childhood as to why she had low self-esteem. And the irony, she's in this healing field and still can't get brought to healing herself. So here we're doing a 10-minute exercise at a constellation conference, and her past life came through her representative. We use surrogates to be elements of our conscious field, whether it's ancestors or a past life or any element that we want information about. And it resolved her past life. Her past life issue, rather, resolved her self-esteem issue that has plagued her whole life. The 10 years of numerous constellations did not break through the surface as to what the root cause was. She clearly saw it was her past life. This weight was lifted off her shoulder, and she was forever grateful that she experienced that 10-minute exercise that was just like a lightning bolt going through her psyche during the reincarnational constellation experience. Who says a constellation to be a value has to last an hour and a half? We can target a specific goal with the constellation process, which is really expanded consciousness. So people talk about constellations a lot, and sure, it can be a wonderful exercise into your family system, setting up ancestors, problems, invisible dynamics, which is wonderful and great in and of itself, and I do it weekly in Southern California here. But what if we can target a specific subject that we need information for, and the transformative aspect of that subject will then, will then become part of our oneness of our own consciousness on our spiritual mission and create changes that are necessary for us to have the best life possible. So that's my intention with creating these exercises. Plus, it's fun to experiment with the field of consciousness. We're always respectful and honoring. We do not take this field lightly. And we always aim for the highest good of any client or anyone participating in the workshop. Now, for facilitators, there's many ways to use these exercises so you can open up the field of consciousness before you go into the family system for the evening or whatever anyone's doing for a particular evening. That is warm-up for your guests and attendees. And I can honestly say, since not so much develop the workbook, but since I've been opening my workshops with exercises where everyone in attendance gets to feel something and experience something unexpected in a 5 or 10 minute exercise, I can honestly say my constellation business has tripled over the past 6 months, whether it's just coincidental or serendipitous that this has happened with my 13 years of experience now and 15 years being in the constellation field. That snowball effect could be happening regardless, but I really feel it's from giving a taster's choice to the people who attend a workshop so they don't have to come and sit and watch 4 other people's lives or participate in that. Sometimes it's like you're inviting them to see a 4-hour movie with very little intermission time, so it can be really grueling for new people to see the work. But if they come and they have an exercise in the middle, beginning, or end of a constellation healing workshop, then they're stimulated to discover, oh, wait, something resolved in me. Oh, wait, I just saw something I couldn't see about myself. Oh, wait, wow, that's what this work is about. So it's like going to a restaurant, and it's a beautiful restaurant, and you don't know what the food is like. But once you have an appetizer, you say, oh, I want to have a meal here. This tastes delicious. So doing an opening constellation exercise for the attendees gives them an appetizer or a taste. It's what's forthcoming in their solar psyche when they attend the workshop. Also, it gives them insight that they know if they got that much insight in 10 minutes, what will they get when they do a full constellation of their full family system or address even an organizational issue with the constellation approach. So there's many opening exercises. I'm going to name one. I won't go through all the ways to set them up. That is in the workbook to instruct you. A dear friend of mine allowed me to share his butterfly exercise, which is a fantastic icebreaker warm-up exercise at the start of a workshop. My thanks to Cecilio for teaching me that and allowing me to use that in the book. And then there's some practical advice on how to close any constellation circle so we don't carry any negative energy with us. After we do any work, we want to clear ourselves so we're clean and fresh for either the next piece of work or to leave the evening, just leaving with the wisdom and knowledge. Now, a lot with clients, you want to see where they're stuck, and a good diagnostic constellation would be an exercise I developed called Past, Present, Future Constellation, and that allows the conscious field in as little as under 10 minutes to show us where the client needs to work. So even if you started a client off working with this particular exercise, even if they weren't working, they would know that there's something in the past that they have to pay attention to. They would know that the future's okay, or the future's waiting in the present for the past to kind of catch up and be completed before they can move forward. So it's a great diagnostic tool for facilitators to see where a client's field is, and then they can use that information when the client does a systemic constellation to know it has to focus something on the past, or there's something in the present that's stopping them, or the future has given the facilitator and the client a clue as to what needs to happen for them to move forward in a more proactive way in their life. I mentioned reincarnational constellation. And that's fantastic when somebody has a block or a blind spot. They don't know why something keeps showing up in their life, and it has an ancient memory to it, but they can't quite place it. So the reincarnational constellation or past life constellation allows the field to show you what is needed for you to move forward. What I tell people who do this kind of work, for the facilitators out there and counselors, is that we had survived our passing, that particular lifetime. So there is hope no matter how traumatic. And the reason I'm mentioning trauma is what I find is doing reincarnational constellations, is the lives that were cut short unnaturally seem to hold trauma which carries over into this life. So isn't it great that we can have a rep to be a past life in our conscious field and guide them through any trauma they had in departing too soon, or an accident, or something negative happening to them? And believe me, the reps who are the past life are quite shaken up sometimes by what comes through their body. More often than not, it doesn't seem like the nicer lives were complete, where we might have died in our sleep or died the natural death. It seems that the unnatural departures or traumatic departures are still alive in our conscious field, waiting to be seen, waiting to be loved, waiting to be honored, so we can move on. So what I find gives our past life reps the greatest peace is that life did not end with their suffering. Life went on, the soul and spirit transmigrated into another body to take those lessons, learned or unlearned, with them in the next lifetime. So that's deeply healing and deeply soothing for individuals who do the reincarnational work through a constellation exercise. And I definitely highly recommend it, just to clear your past field that's separate from your family system. So there's a lot of talk in constellations about systemic work and family systems, which is all well and good and totally applicable to the constellation process. What brought me on a different tack with the same constellation process is we're also separate spiritual beings having a human experience, meaning our soul or spirit is living from lifetime to lifetime, independent of being part of our current family system. So why not look at our own spiritual journey and lessons we're learning through eternity as an eternal spirit who either chose to incarnate with our specific family system, and maybe that's all reincarnation is. We go from family system to family system, or timeline to timeline, situation to situation, to learn our lesson. But my thought is, what if we're just an individual spirit, and sure, we learned a lot in our family system, and we receive life in our physical body through this current family system, but what about our spiritual mission? Shouldn't some of those concerns be addressed? And yes, I believe we are on a spiritual mission through eternity to learn. And if you really think about it, our body needs sleep, but in a way, our spirit never sleeps. So we have been awake, those of us who are trying to become more awake in this lucid dream called life, and learn things consciously while we're in an awakened state, so we can use that information to further progress our spiritual mission in this lifetime. Bert had taught us a constellation that he allowed us all to use called Releasing the Dead, where we allow the field to embody representatives of our dearly departed. It could be a pet, it could be someone who died with you in a car crash, it could be a brother, sister, mother, father, grandparent you were close to. You just would set up them in the constellation field and allow the field to take them over. In as little as 20 minutes, there is so much grief that's released and completion and a lot of trauma from sudden death in our own personal history or accidental history if something happened unnaturally like that, is that we didn't get to say goodbye. And there's tremendous healing in just the ability to say goodbye, and it's absolutely wonderful to be at peace with those. Now, a lot of times during that exercise, don't attach to who the dead person is, because lots of times someone will put in their mother and who had passed or whatever, but then that mother turns into a fetus. They're in a fetal position laying on the floor. So that could be, you could have a missing twin, the mother could have had a miscarriage or an abortion that you're connected to, or it could be any amount of things that show up. The field never lies. It's totally honest, and it works pretty fast, especially when you don't define it. So just accept it for what it is and be with it, because it could transform in five or six different ways with three or four people. So it could be many people who have passed going through the process to help you get to grief and release. And sometimes what we find is in constellations, grief seems to last for centuries if it's unresolved. So it's very important to release grief. Now, another very hot exercise in LA anyway is resolving romantic entanglements. It's absolutely wonderful. How many of us out there have a sexual history? Me, everybody does, everyone who's an adult. Even if you have a non-sexual history, you have a non-sexual history of not finding partners to share your love with or physical experiences with. So very often we're in relationships, and there's lots of baggage. We keep attracting the same person and repeating the same cycles over and over. That's all well and good, but most people want to break those cycles. So in a resolving romantic entanglements constellation, we set up our sexual history. The main relationships in our life, and this workshop has been wonderful. People absolutely love it. It can take as long as 40 minutes and as short as 15 minutes. And people actually get to set up their romantic partnerships and complete, say goodbye, learn the lesson, and leave it in your past. And we find it's a way of honoring our sexual history, honoring those people who partook with us in physical relationships or emotional relationships. Some of the great loves never had any physicality whatsoever, but it was such a great love in your life that it changed your life forever. But something might have happened. I mean, it could have been someone fell in love with who was secretly married and it never became physical, but the love was still there and it was never to be. Kind of star-crossed lovers, Romeo and Juliet. So it's a great way to complete those, and we don't have a rep. We actually let the client be their own rep, and we pick reps to be all those loving relationships. You know, generally it averages between 3 to 6. Sometimes I've done up to 12. So whatever it is, just make sure as a facilitator you block time out to either demonstrate it or take someone through the process of healing and grieving. And just so you know, the book has the step-by-step ways of doing it, so that you can you'll have the notes and different things that I've noticed, healing sentences and everything, are included in the workbook to guide you through doing the exercise. So that's a very popular one, resolving romantic entanglements. There's a great exercise, a dear friend who departed, we were working on, fellow facilitator. We're at the effect of life. We're not immune from life and death just because we're facilitators. And bless her heart, Dee, my dearest, dearest friend, who passed from cancer a couple years ago. I carry on this exercise with her that we developed together and experimented with together. It's called Inner Perpetrator, Inner Victim Constellation, where we get to look at those aspects that we carry. We're not generally all good or all bad. We all have a combination of both. And it could be something so simple. It's not always perpetrator being a murderer. I'm on a diet, I'm overweight, and I eat a piece of chocolate cake. That is your perpetrator side, victimizing yourself while you have a proactive goal to lose weight. So it can be that subtle. Victim-perpetrator dynamics are very subtle. It can be self-sabotage. It can be any number of things. I mean, even if you look at a smoker, you know, smoking may not be good for you, and yet you still pick up that cigarette. So you could say trying to quit smoking is a great thing to do, but when you pick up that cigarette, you're actually perpetrating against your own health. So you look at that dynamic that you're entangled in, just being a smoker. So it can be minor things or major things, but again, we set up the reps for either or, and I do most of my work blindly, so no one knows who is the perpetrator or who is the victim, but yet the field picks the right values out of the representatives, so we can work with that. And that's done in 20 minutes to half an hour, and it's a wonderful exercise. And when I received it, I clearly saw that the perpetrator victim in me for that particular exercise was a battle between a father and son or a grandfather and son, and that's the age-old kind of battle of the alpha males showed up in me, which was deeply touching and deeply moving. And then we do many other exercises that I have here, family tree constellations, setting up aspects of our family tree, different generations, whether it's a standing exercise or examining the genders of different generations. It's a wonderful exercise to do to get you in tune with a larger systemic family line. We can also have closing exercises, as in being supported by our ancestors. It's a simple standing exercise, which is really good, but it lets us feel the support, either as a child or an adult, of our male line or female line, and they get to give us feedback as to where the weak link is in the chain, and it's great to let our ancestors carry their own pain. We don't have to carry it for them. One innovative thing that I created also is our family birth order. It's very important to know your place, so experimenting with if there was a miscarriage or abortion before you, or a father had a first marriage with children, or mother had a loving relationship with a miscarriage before she started the family with your father. That's very important to sort all that out. It gives you your place in life and with your family system. And the other thing that can be done with that, I call it a trading places constellation. We have our perceptions about our father and our mother. What if we trade places? So if you line up your grandfather, your father, and yourself, and then you trade places, you become your father in your father's shoes, looking at your father rep as you. And then you stand in the shoes of your grandfather, looking at your father and you. So you get to feel all three levels of those people, because ultimately we carry energies from all those people. And once we're in their shoes and feel what it's like to be your own grandfather or father, it gives you a much deeper compassion and sensibility for what was going on with them. And it really might have not been all about you. There's finding orders of love exercise, which is wonderful to find your place with your parents, mother, father, or both parents. I do many dyad and triad constellations where we pick an element. It could be you with money, you with sickness, you with disease, you with a sibling, any way, shape, or form, you can create an element with you to see the dynamic, the invisible dynamic interaction between you and that element here, and it's wonderful. And you can add two elements, which would then make a triad constellation work. Something where a lot of us have ancestors that are passing right now, caretaker constellation. We're setting up someone who either has Alzheimer, who's in a vegetative state, in a hospital, or a parent who's dying, or a grandparent for that matter, to see what's going on with them on a soul level, if they're getting close to passing or there's something they need that they cannot speak. So it's a caretaker constellation, which is absolutely wonderful, and anyone who takes care of the elderly, it's also good for them to see what's going on inside a client. It's absolutely wonderful. And then there's, oh my God, so many exercises. We only have 3 or 4 minutes here, so I'm going to race through some of these because we have a lot more to cover before we finish here. And this is just, this whole radio show is just to show you the depth and breadth of what this workbook is about, which is for purchase, $75, which would include my consultation to guide you through any exercises or complications you have in understanding the exercises. That's included with the workbook price, and there's a nominal $5 shipping and handling fee if it's mailed out to anyone. And it's just a wonderful teaching tool, and it's almost 90 pages. I have some of my pertinent essays that deal with some of the innovative discoveries in the back. And there's another group exercise, Experiencing Aspects of Our Heart, which is our emotional, spiritual, and physical heart, to allow our heart to speak to us. Very profound exercise, and I highly recommend it. And it's a way for people to tune in to where they're stuck. Now, that same exercise can also be done with entanglements, which is very powerful. I did that for a whole month, a couple of months ago. And who are we entangled with? We may know who we're entangled with, but allowing the person we're entangled with to be face-to-face with us in the field to really see both sides. And that, of course, that could blend into perpetrator-victim if we feel we're entangled with some negative forces or whatever. And it's absolutely wonderful. I also have a unifying body, mind, and soul constellation where we put those three elements of aspects of ourself and let them fight it out, so to speak, so we can find peace or see what's stopping peace from happening. That in and of itself can create peace, just watching what's not at peace. I develop prophecy constellations where we set a grid on the floor, either a specific timeline, like a full year, being December was noon, March is east, or June is south of the December, which is the noon in the grid. And then we just walk through that grid and see what month we're stuck in, see what happens, see how we feel, different aspects of the grid. I usually do that around the beginning of the year, around the holidays, so people get a sneak peek at what's forthcoming, and it's a very powerful thing. It's also a great group exercise to see how we're all at the effective time. And then, of course, at the beginning, I talked about prosperity work and organizational work. That's for us to have the best careers possible. And sometimes there's negative overlays of our bosses at work or monetary situations. They're actually reminiscent of our grandparents. And we try to separate with a healthy boundary what's in the past, what's in the present, and what can be in the future. And sometimes when we see an objective look that, oh, I'm projecting a father issue onto my boss. It's just my boss. It's not my father. You start to see, and especially if you were victimized by your father. Oh, I'm letting my boss victimize me like my father victimized me. So therefore, you're going to be empowered when you go to work to separate what is you, what is your current boss, and what is the past button that's being pushed by the employer. So that's always great. And I also do a prosperity workshop, which can be a 4 or 5 hour workshop where we really go into those economic. And we're getting close to the end here, so there's many things here. I have a glossary to describe it all. I have articles I've written on success, organizational work, even to a full constellation, and plus some articles I've written on epigenetics, transforming grief, transcending forgiveness through acceptance. These will all help any facilitator understand some of the logic behind Hellinger's work. Book review with Hellinger is in there on his laws of healing. He was thrilled with the way I did his book, and I am also a regular contributor to the Knowing Field. Well, my name's Gary Stewart, and it's been great to speak to you about my new workbook, which is for sale, $75 with $5 shipping and handling, and 80 pages. I'm happy to get it to you, priority mail, and it will expand your practice, and it'll be a fantastic addition to your toolbox and skills as a facilitator or counselor or a psychotherapist. Thank you very much for taking the time. My name's Gary Stewart. My contact information will be on Facebook and the email that you will get with this. And please call me, ask me for questions. And my email is gary@chieffield.com. My website is www.chieffield.com. Namaste till next time. And this is Gary Stewart. Thank you.